Welcome to the Spurs iCast for February 1st, 2006. I'm your host, Richard Galvan. We welcome you to the first Spurs iCast, one of many that we hope to bring you. We're shooting to produce one podcast a week, with more to come depending on the content that we get from you, the listeners. Our website is spursicast.podomatic.com. Also, feel free to contact us at our email address, spursicast@podomatic.com, or leave an audio comment at area code 206-666-1979. We hope to provide you, the Spurs fan, an in-depth analysis of the NBA World Champs, with interviews and commentary to come in the very near future. Spurs win in Portland tonight, 86-82. It's the fifth straight wins for the Spurs, and they're now 21-4 on the rodeo road trip since 2003, which is quite an accomplishment considering the fact that they used this trip as a gelling point for the playoff run. Manu Ginobili led the Spurs with 22 points on 5 of 10 shooting. Tony Parker contributed 20 points on 9 of 14 shooting. And Tim Duncan, the usual rock, had 14 points and 17 rebounds, although he only shot 4 of 13 for the game. The Spurs did out-rebound Portland 51-43. This is a trait we haven't been seeing lately, considering the fact that the Spurs have not been very aggressive on the boards. But Duncan seems to have found a new aggressiveness in himself. I think it might have something to do with the fact that he's feeling a little better with his knee and his ankle. Also, they held Portland to 37% shooting from the field. Zach Randolph had a better game here than the game in San Antonio with 25 points and 9 rebounds, but he was held to 9 of 26 from the field, which is a good accomplishment considering Randolph is a very talented offensive player. Reuben Patterson also contributed 14 points in the losing effort. Robert Horry and Nick Van Exel didn't play again tonight. Horry is still nursing that lower abdominal strain, is not quite sure when he's coming back. They'll probably take their time bringing him back considering the fact of the good play of Sean Marks. Sean Marks had 6 points on 3 of 6 shooting and 7 rebounds. Also, Nick Van Exel is nursing his sore elbow as a result of bone spurs. It's an ailment that he's had since Denver, apparently. And they're not quite sure on his return either. But again, it was another encouraging play today from the play of Beno Udrih, who had 4 points in a reserve point role. Next game is tomorrow on February 2nd at Golden State. Golden State's coming off of a loss today at Seattle from 111 to 107. Spurs won the last meeting against Golden State in Oakland, 113-89, in a game where Tony Parker went off and pretty much torched Baron Davis for 26 points, 6 assists, and 5 rebounds. The win tonight put the Spurs in a tie for sole possession of first place in the Western Conference, with Dallas beating Chicago at home tonight. Again, we hope to join you on the next Spurs iCast, probably next week. We'll probably get you around the same time. Again, if you have any questions or concerns, and if you have any questions that you want us to address on the iCast, please email us at spursicast@podomatic.com. And again, our audio comment line is area code 206-666-1979.
I wish I was 100.